No, well, pretty cool. No, we had the attorney before.
He's not here. He said he had to leave for court, so.
But I mean, this is.
Okay. Well, I entertain a motion to go back into open session.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to go back into open session. All in favor?
Randy, aye.
Matt Tippett, aye. And we're going to jump to item number 9, discussion and consideration of purchase requests to Adorama. Is that how you say it?
That's correct.
Adorama, Inc. for search and rescue in the amount of $7,368.05. JSC, do you want to walk us through?
Sure. So the sheriff was kind enough to find a partner that was able to pay some of the department's need for a drone. And so he did receive $5,000, a commitment to get that drone. We also have some money that we asked TRT for to kind of fill out the edges of our drone program. And so the purchase request you're seeing is for the $5,000 the sheriff got, and $2,368.05 of the TRT money for our drone program. There's still more yet to come, but this is the purchase of the initial thermal drone to help us execute poor weather missions, nighttime searching with flight capability.
So is this a, you didn't upgrade to the next level?
No.
With this money coming in?
This money was always part of the plan. Okay. And so our intention is to write a grant to fill out the edge of the next drone. This drone is a good search drone, but as far as rescues go, it doesn't have the capability of carrying much of a payload. I can't even get a water bottle into the person that's clipped out while we get rescuers to them, like a lot of other departments in the state are capable of doing. So we're still pursuing funding to get the next level up, but both drones would be used in unison with us within our department's drone program. I've attached the state contract. This is a state contract purchase. Contract MA4603 is the reference contract, and the pricing has been reflected.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll make a motion to approve the purchase request to Adorama in the amount of $7,368.05.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the purchase request to Adorama for the drone bundle and speaker and spotlight system. Total amount $7,368.05. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why don't we jump to number 11? Ratification of USDA assurances, construction programs, OMB approval 4040-0009. This is an approval that we made last week that was time sensitive and was not on the agenda, so it's a ratification. And I'll make the motion to ratify the approval of the USDA assurances, number 4040-0009, that was approved last week in the commission meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to ratify that approval that took place last week. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do we have everybody in the room for the discussion for the grandma management software? Who needs, do you know, who needs to be involved in this discussion?
I was not given any information.
There's none either. I would assume that she would be need to be involved in this discussion. So maybe we just table number 10 until next week. Can you put that on for next week, Nicole? Just in time, Kent. We're on item number 8, discussion and consideration of assistant civil attorney contract. Can you walk us through this
yes.
item, Kent?
We had actually talked about this. Hang on a second. Talked about this last year, and I had said to the commissioners, I think it's becoming more and more painfully obvious that we do need this. In talking with Eric with UBAG, I actually feel very comfortable recommending this. He is very knowledgeable in the areas we need. I'm going to modify the letter that he had provided. So this, just to give the commissioners a quick recap, it would allow county employees to reach out to Eric on the civil issues. I told him I would like to be CC'd on in an email, so we would advise the county employees that they could reach out for HR issues. Kerry is the one that thinks that that would be extremely helpful. I would also add in contracts so that we don't have to worry about tabling a matter before it goes before the commission on approval. We'd send those over to Eric also. And also, let me get down there. That's what happens when you have too many screens. Eric, while we're doing this, and I'm scrolling, Eric said that he would keep track of his hours. He would be a deputy county attorney for civil purposes. We would discuss those issues. And if he issues an opinion on something, it would go back through me also. But I think it would speed things up. It would take the burden off of me. We could do also the RDA. I talked with him about doing the RDA modifications so we can make those changes more quickly. And he'd keep track of his hours, and then we'd relook at the fees in a year. And so, yeah, Kerry looked at the possibility of having the RDA also. So we got land use issues, HR issues, and the other one would be contract issues. And having the RDA pick up some of those fees, probably a majority of Eric's fees. And then I do have a budget that will cover the HR issues unless we get into something really thick. But I'm hoping that with good legal counsel, we won't end up in problems like we have in the past with HR. Commissioner, do you have any questions?
You said UBAG, it's UAC, right? He's with UAC, not UAC.
I think UBAG, excuse me, it's UAC. And he's doing this with a couple of other, well, two or three other counties. He was surprised that not all of the counties jumped right on. But I think it's so new that I wanted to wait and see, and I think some of the other counties are waiting to see exactly how his duties are balanced between UAC. He's very involved right now with the current legislation that's going on. He contacts county attorneys on almost two or three times a week to let us know if there's any kind of legislation pending that he would like our input. He's very proactive with reaching out to us so that he can coordinate with the prosecutor counsel and with UAC up at the state legislature. Once that slows down, he will be able to focus a lot more energy on the issues that we need him for. I would add in a line right there in the appointment letter that if HR, land uses, and contract review. Is there anything else you think that would be helpful to have ready access for a civil attorney?
That covers what I'm aware of. So you're seeking a motion to approve the agreement for legal services with the change to the appointment letter?
Yes. And for budgeting purposes, I'll work with Kerry, but I believe that we would break down his services so that HR would, and the contracts would come out of my office, land use issues, RDA issues, that would come out of the RDA budget, or the NDA, depending on what he would be working on.
Right.
I don't see any NDA stuff right now, but in the past that has been, with everything that we had to do for the clinic, that really took a lot of time.
Right. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the agreement for legal services with the Utah Association of Counties. To work with Eric. What's his last name?
Clark with an E, I think.
Eric Clark. And also the change that we've discussed to the appointment letter. And can tell me what that change was again.
If you look at the appointment letter, about two lines up from, well, the first paragraph, two lines up, it says, I would like to make sure things are run past me before you work other than HR and land use. I would turn around and put HR, land use, and contract review.
Perfect. So
that way Jordan would send it to me, also to Eric, and Eric would get back with Jordan, hopefully more quickly than I can. Since she's the one that sends me the most, her and Peggy send me the most contracts to review.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate the fact that you've done it. So they've always given me, both of them have always given me any kind of contract or any retention agreements. I get them in plenty of time before commission meetings.
Okay, so that's my motion.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the agreement for legal services with Eric Clark with the change to the appointment letter stating contracts. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the last item on the agenda is item number 12, discussion and consideration of 2025 fraud risk assessment.
That's Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If she's available, otherwise we've approved this in the past. It looks like we've received let's see a total. Maybe we should have Carrie come just to make sure that this is up to date. Did I miss it?
No, I didn't get it on the agenda.
Is it time sensitive? Okay.
Carrie's on a call and she would be happy if you guys just
wanted. Okay. That's what we've done in the past, so. Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the fraud risk assessment. This would be for 2025 or 2026?
25.
Okay. For, yeah, completed for the fiscal year ending 12/31/2025.
Second.
Well, a motion and a second has been made to approve the fraud risk assessment for Daggett County, completed for fiscal year ending 12/31/2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Cordell.
So the firewall we use in our network is reaching end of life. I got the quote finalized yesterday to present. Our license expires at the end of next week. I got to get two new firewalls spun up, one for here, one for the sheriff's office. It is on a contract. It's NCPA contract 0117.
State contract? Or
I don't believe it is a state contract.
Or it's just an extension of a contract that we have with VLCM. Okay.
Yeah, so it is through Volcom and the firewall is so close. You now have $6,824.34 for 1 year license.
Has Kent had a chance to look at this?
He has not.
Do you have it electronically, perhaps, that you could send it to him? That'd be good. Well, we've got him on. If you could do that. And given that it's time sensitive, I think it's appropriate to approve today, so we don't have a lapse in service firewall.
Internet.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Just a little.
So can you get all your sending that to him now?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here.
Kent Cordell's in the process of sending you this contract.
Okay.
For our firewall.
Well, that's moving forward, is there anything else that we need to talk about today? I think that's the last item that I'm aware of on the for the
meeting.
Hey, I kind of like that.
He's been looking forward to that coming.
That's a first. Right. That's a first for me.
Your learned honors. Did Terry get on the agenda? Software management for grandma request.
She did. It is on the agenda. I thought it was Lorinda that put that on the agenda, and so I was going to table that till next week. But if we can do that today, that's fine. That's
okay.
That's item.
It was actually Carrie and I brought it to Carrie's attention, and I had sent it out to Lorinda's predecessor and to Carrie and the sheriff last year, and it didn't get very far because I think for budget reasons.
Sure.
But I would love to, if the commissioners want additional information, I'm happy to table it until next week, but if you want me to address it today, I can.
I'm fine. Well, if it's not time sensitive, I'd maybe still propose tabling it until Jack's here, till the three of us are together next week.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
We'll table it until next week. And if you want to talk to me, or I think actually me and Carrie together would be best to be able to discuss it.
Perfect.
So I would say one thing about the timing. If we do this before the end of the month, we get that 35% discount for the fourth year.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe it is important to do today. Okay, good point. Well, let's discuss. So, software that will help us manage grandma requests, is that correct?
That is correct. And I reached out. We have several other software contracts with at least one or two other contracts with this company. And I had reached out to them probably 8-9 months ago because right now we have no standardized grandma request. And we have a portal where somebody can go ahead and file the request, but there's no way to follow through and be able to document when it was received, who is responsible. The software would basically take the request and prioritize it and send it to the departments that would have responsibility to respond, and then they would be able to check off on it. And it gives us the 10-day time frame to respond. It also has a portal for one of the biggest problems we have is people will send in a half-completed application, or they always check the little box that I don't have to pay. This software would review and determine whether or not there's a payment associated with it and portal for them to pay with a credit card before it's submitted as a final request. So it has all of the upfront boxes to check before we have to start jumping through the hoops. And the biggest thing is that it's all documented so that we have a pattern of responding right away. It's documented right away. We don't get into a non-compliance with grandma requests, which can be expensive to the county should we not be able to reply as quickly as we should.
Sure. And do we have a place where this has been budgeted from this year?
No. I would propose that it would come out of... So, Carrie, that's an area you can talk about.
So, I think there's probably room in the department for that. I don't know if there's anything else that needs to I'm not sure how we would split it up amongst the departments. Going forward, and I guess that would be another question, is who would be the main contact for this software company to get things set up? I think Lorinda made sense because she's the grandma officer for the county, if I'm right on that. When she has been doing, is she the grandma officer?
I think she is right now, yeah. And she's as frustrated as I am because there is no... I tried to go through and establish a form that would need to be filled out in a checklist, but there's no standardized grandma response. It's kind of based on which agency has been requested from. And so Katie and I and Lorinda and sometimes Carrie end up having to scramble to get these documents ready.
Yeah, I think there's probably one in one department that probably where it would make sense to come out.
Okay.
But I think the liability that it creates by not finding it is something we need to definitely work on.
Cordell's shaking his head as well.
Yeah, it's easy for that stuff to get lost in the weeds.
I think it's a good idea.
Get those answers.
Okay. So essentially, this would be a purchase request and a contract to Next Request in the amount of $7,673.70 for this first year. Am I looking at that appropriately?
Yes. And Carrie, is that the 35% already applied to that? Or is that all it
for?
It looks like the initial term total would be $10,998.
Right, okay.
But with the discount, if it's done before the end of the year, $7,673.70.
That sounds about right. They were just about $10,000 when I looked at it last year, which is why nobody wanted to jump on it right away. But I agree with Carrie. Without some type of a standardized system in place, the liability is much greater than $10,000.
Civic Plus company. They manage our website and our social media archiving. It's the same company. So it's all through the same portals and everything. Should be easy.
So do we need to consider this a sole source or like approve a sole source request for this in conjunction with the approval? Carrie, what would be appropriate?
So I didn't do the research on it. In my mind, it kind of would be because it's the same, like Cordell just said, it's the same that does our website and our social media stuff, so that makes sense to keep it in that one.
And I think that's the reason, Matt, why we got it integrates with our website, and I think that's one of the reasons we got the reduced price also. So we could look at it as a sole source because we've already got other services. I did look at another one last year, and it was higher than that one.
Well, based on the fact that it would integrate with our website and other software, I think that qualifies for sole source. So I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase request to Next Request and the sole source request based on the conversation that we've had in the amount of $7,673.70, and also approve the contract that goes along with it.
I'll get that sole source and that shortly.
Are you going to set up the person now to go to?
She can't say no today, right? So,
and that's all I was.
I
said not going to be.
I don't want to railroad her because she'll maybe she'll be upset. But I, but hopefully, Lorinda would accept being the our grandma officer. I think that's been what's happened in the past. The clerk has done that that work. And hopefully this would make it a lot easier for her.
I talked to Lorinda about this, and she was totally on board with it.
Okay.
Okay, because it does say in here about determining a go-to person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's appropriate to have the clerk do it. Did you make a comment, Nicole?
I just said with the system, it'll make it a lot easier to keep up to date with everything and keep track of all of it, so it'll be a lot easier on her anyway, because right now it just goes, we get the request, and then it gets spread out, and then it comes back, and so it'll make it a lot nicer.
Okay. Well, that's my motion.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the purchase request to Next Request and the associated contract for, and I guess it's Civic Plus, isn't it, is the vendor, in the amount of $7,673.90 for the Grandma Request software management, software and management. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now Cordell, back to yours. Have you had a chance to look at this contract with VLCM?
I did, and I approve, although it would have been real nice if Cordell had done it as well as tourism.
I'll learn from Peggy. I'll do better.
No, it's fine. It was a short contract. It was easy to review. Thank you.
You're good, Randy?
Yeah.
Do you want to make a motion?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase request for the firewall protection in the amount of $6,824.34.
I'll second the motion to approve the purchase request to VLCM, Volcom, is that what they go by? Volcom? For the firewall protection in the amount of $6,824.34. All in favor?
Is that for both?
Yeah, it's both of them.
Both of the firewalls. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we adjourn today? Okay. Well, I think we are done with everything on the agenda. And I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 12:13. Thanks, everyone.